You may be seated if you can. Amen. Children's Church. All right. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Philemon. Philemon. So let's pray. Father, we take this time to tell you that we love you. We thank you for a new year, where you said this day, this year, is the day that you made. And let us be glad in it. Let us rejoice in it. Let us be grateful for it. So we just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, for this new year. We pray for the folks that's on the back of our bulletin that have needs, whether they're physical or financial or whatever their need is, Father. We just lift up the ones that are on the back of our bulletin. The new prayer requests, Mr. Jesse, Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over his situation. We lay him at the foot of the cross and ask that your will be done in his life. Well, we know that there were healing in your wings. And Lord, we just ask for healing on Mr. Jesse and Mr. Don's brother and all the folks who need healing and direction and wisdom and guidance. We just trust you, Lord, because you really do have all the answers. We don't. Lord, help me teach this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Philemon 4 through 6. And I have a lot of scriptures this morning. This is about a 22-minute message, okay? I've kind of figured it up. I got my notes and I kind of got about an idea about how long the message will go. But I want to say a few things to you this morning. And I feel like God's speaking to us all, including myself, my wife. And so Philemon 4, 5, and 6. Here we go. It says, I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love. And when I read this, I think about Pauline Baptist Church. Adam was saying this morning, I think about you guys when I read this. Every time. I read this 100 times this week, but every time that's all I can do is think about Pauline. So here we go. Start over. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing, everybody say sharing, and the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Everybody say amen? Amen. Suppose you encounter a man or a woman that's not born again. They're not saved. They're not of the faith that we follow. And they're interested. They're interested in Christianity. So you run across this man or woman. You learn that they have a deep, sincere desire to know God. And they ask you, is Jesus Christ the way? Is he really the way? He invites you to his house. He prepares refreshments for you. He calls all of his family to the living room. He invites a few neighbors over. And they're all sitting there in the living room. And he says to you, would you please explain your faith? Tell us why you believe in your Jesus. Now that would be a great opportunity, wouldn't it? I may say yes. That would be a great opportunity. But suppose it really happened to you. It really happened. And you were invited to share what you believe and why. Think about this. Would you be prepared? Could you do it? This very opportunity actually happened to Simon Peter. And y'all know the story, right? A Roman officer by the name of Cornelius he invited Peter to his home. And actually, an angel had visited Cornelius and told him, say, look, call this guy Simon Peter, right? Call him to your house, and he will actually explain to you how to have a personal relationship with God. Peter goes, he's prepared to tell him what he believes about Jesus. Do you know how to share about your faith? Do you know how to share about the love of Christ, the good news of Jesus? These are important questions. I'm asking myself too. See, if you knew the cure for cancer, right? Or if you knew the solution to war, we would share it, wouldn't we? We would go share it. If you were in a restaurant with your friends and the restaurant caught on fire over here in the corner and it wasn't that big a deal, but you could see it sort of getting out of shape, we all, I believe, would yell, fire! At the top of our voice. And we would try our best to get out of there, but we would also try to direct other people on how to get out of this restaurant that's on fire, wouldn't we? Yeah, we would. Yet, we know the answer for what is causing all the turmoil, all the strife in the earth, all the divorce, all the drug addiction, all the terrible bad things that are going on in the world. And we do know the answer for this. Billy Graham said it best. He said that sin, almost kind of sounded like him a little bit. I've watched so many of his videos, you start sounding like people. You ever recognize that? Like if I watched Charles Stanley all day long, all the time, I'd get up here and have the same kind of, you know, anyway, sidetrack. Billy Graham said sin was the problem with everything that's going on bad in the world right now. He's, matter of fact, he said that a lot. We know the answer, at least I think we do. I think we do. So, buckle up. In the next few weeks, I don't know how long, but in the next few weeks, we're going to look at practical biblical knowledge that we need to be able to share our faith. I truly believe that 2023, some special things are going to happen at Pauline Baptist Church. I'm not trying to be optimistic or grandiose or anything. In my spirit, I really feel like there's going to be some great things, some soul-winning opportunities. I can't wait till our meeting next Sunday morning when we meet for our, what do we call it? Church council meeting, church planning meeting. If you have ideas, please be at that meeting. If you have ideas about how to have outreaches to get people saved and born again and change lives and change marriages and restore people's fellowship to Christ. Please, if you can't make that meeting next Sunday morning at 8:30, email me, text me, let me know. I don't care what kind of idea it is. Well, I kind of do, but you know what I mean. Don't think that your idea is not good, because it might be a great idea. It might be exactly what God wants us to do to reach these particular people or areas. Amen? We want to learn. Everybody say learn. Now don't be scared. I'm not going to call you on the spot. And you're not going to have to go through, you know, 20 hours of evangelism explosion. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? Some of you know what I mean. But we're going to learn some practical skills on how to share our gospel. It's the gospel. It's the good news, right? Everybody with me? I want you to be prepared to share with your family, your loved ones, your friends, your coworkers, the people that you genuinely care about. I want you to be prepared. The Lord told me, and I'm probably going to preach on this someday, I don't know, but my primary mission for this year here is to feed the sheep. Do you love them? Yes. feed the sheep. Y'all know the story, remember? Jesus asked Peter, do you love the people? Basically, do you love the people? Yes, he said, we'll feed my sheep. So my primary responsibility is twofold this year. It's to pray for you guys, to love you, to teach the Word of God, and then equip you to do the works of the ministry. That's what the Bible says. To equip you to the works of the ministry. And I'll tell you where this comes from prayer. Because I have got to the point where I have feelings that I can't keep doing this. And the feelings are not negative. The feelings are, I'm only one person. And I want to check on this person, and I want to check on that person. And we got new people coming, right? And I want to go and say hi to new people and take them out to lunch and go. And I want, you know, I want to spend time with the new people, you know, and all the people that are coming and joining. And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I haven't even talked to Marianne or Pete in 3 weeks. You know, I haven't talked to Mr. Jerry. I haven't talked to Glenn or some of you guys who have been here for a long time, the older people. So then I feel guilty, right? I feel guilty, like, and I get pulled, and I don't have enough time, literally. And so we're going to start equipping, right, for you guys to do the works of the ministry. That's very biblical. He gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists to do what? To equip the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. You guys ready? For 2023, please come to that meeting. I called it Kingdom Building 101 for this year. All right. The late, great preacher, who I love to listen to, and some of you do too, Dr. Adrian Rogers. Anybody familiar with him? Dr. Adrian Rogers, great preacher, one of the heroes for me. He said this, and I'll quote. Everybody ready? Say, I'm ready? Real loud, one more time. I'm ready. It's a little hot in here for me. I don't know. Is it you? Adrian Rogers said this, and listen closely. Before you can share your faith, you must have a bulldog grip on these two pillars of truth. If you do not, you cannot be an effective witness. And here's what he said. These are the two things, if you're taking notes. Number one, who can be saved? Anyone. I'll say it again. Who can be saved? Anyone. You got to really believe that deep down in your heart, deep in your soul, that anyone can be saved. Number two, who can save? Only one. Who can save? Only one. So this morning we're going to spend time just in this number one. Number two we'll do next week. Number one, who can be saved? Say it with me. Anyone. Let me tell you a quick story. Some of you know I'm working back again. I actually work full time with last 2 weeks, I said I wasn't going to do that, but I did because they need me. They need me. I feel needed, right? I'm working on my issues too. I need to go to CR group. But anyway, so I'm working at Turning Point Hospital. It's some of you know, it's in Moultrie. It's a psychiatric hospital, and they have all levels of care. And so I'm like Batman. They send the signal up, right? And I see it. Oh, and I zoom there. Do about 3 or 4 group therapy sessions, do some documentation, and zoom out the back door. It's actually pretty easy. It's pretty fun, too. I enjoy it. I had a chance yesterday to preach to 32 women. They called me on Saturday, and I said, yeah, okay, I'll go. And it was only 5 hours, so I zoomed over there, and I had 32 women that were in rough shape, you know. And I taught 3 classes. They were 45-minute classes. I basically just preached for 3 hours. Because the social worker said, what do you want to do? I said, man, I can preach now. I can talk about addiction and all that. She says, do whatever you want to do. So I had a good time yesterday. It was great. planted a lot of seeds, and those women, man, they need Jesus pretty bad, you know. So anyway, 2 weeks ago, I'm walking in the hallway at the main hospital, and you got to have a mask on there at the main hospital, you know. And I'm walking in the hospital, and I passed this guy, kind of tall fellow, and he stopped in his tracks, and he said, "Dallas, is that you?" And he has his mask on. I didn't quite catch it. And he pulled his mask down, and it was this patient that I'd worked with at Greenleaf 15 years ago. 15 years ago, and he had a badge on. He was working at Turning Point. And I was like, he wouldn't let me. Well, I'll just say his name's Fred Flintstone, right? So Fred, I said, "Man, what are you doing?" And he told me his whole story. I won't go that far. But Fred, if he could get saved, anybody could get saved. The 5 years I spent at the 5 years I spent at Greenleaf, I bet he came in and out there at least twice a year, three times a year. He was with disabilities on Medicare, so you know they learn how to milk the Medicare and all that kind of stuff. And my daughters love it too because they're making money, you know. Sorry, shouldn't have said that. That's the truth. In and out. I mean, Fred, they say he was tore up from the floor up. He was skinny. His heart was beating out of his back. He had one eye going that way, and he had smoked so much crack and drank so much liquor. Sorry, young folks, but don't do drugs. And it was bad. I mean, if you look in the dictionary under addict, it'd be his picture right there. Everybody gave up on him. There's old Fred. He's back again. He has a terrible life. I mean, really bad. Really, really, really bad. So when I got with him, I just talked to him about Jesus. I didn't talk to him about addiction or Calvary or any of that stuff. Just about Jesus. Planted seeds, Jesus. And he left Greenleaf, I remember, and he never came back. And now we was talking sometime in the nurses and was like, "Well, I wonder what happened to Fred." More than likely, he's died. That's how it goes. And so I just kind of thought he had died, you know, or whatever. Ran into him 2 weeks ago. He had this beautiful story. When he left, he gave his life to God. He started going to church and Doe Run. Am I saying that right? Going to church and Doe Run and going to church. Met a lady at the church, you know, and got married and now got two kids. And he's working as like a health tech, you know, at Greenleaf and doing great, man. He was chipper and happy and all he could talk about was Jesus. Give the Lord a hand, y'all. Yay! Said he'd been clean and sober like 8-9 years or something like that. I can't remember exactly. Jesus. I'm going to tell you, anyone can get saved. Anyone. If Fred can get saved, anyone can. Amen? In Acts chapter 10, Peter learned directly from the Holy Spirit that Christianity, which is following Christ, is not a Jewish religion and it's not a Gentile religion. It is not limited to one region and it's not limited to one culture. Everybody with me? It's really what we call the old-time religion. The all-time religion. The new time religion, the every time religion. Now Peter, there in this whole part right here, especially in the book of Acts, and Derry's going to put it up for us because I really want you guys to read it with me. It's a lot of scripture, but we're going to read it because this is what God wants us to do. Acts chapter 10, Peter had an eye-opening encounter with the Holy Spirit about what we're talking about this morning. Sharing our faith and that anyone, everybody say anyone, anyone can get saved, guys. Okay, Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35. Follow with me. Then Peter began to speak. Now I realize how true. Woo! He says, "I realize. Man, I realize this. I realize this now." He said, "How true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good, healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Verse 39, we are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him, talking about Jesus. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen. Everybody with me? By us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God anointed as judge of the living and the dead. A few more scriptures. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Listen closely. Verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished. It blew them away that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on those Gentiles. Even on those Gentiles. The Holy Spirit was poured out even on those people. Let me tell you, my friends, this is the last days we're living in. You know, I'm not that preacher that comes up and says, you know, Jesus is coming tomorrow or whatever, but we believe you can look at everything that's going on in the world and know that Jesus is coming soon. And he said the Holy Spirit's being poured out right now as we speak. He's been poured out. The Holy Spirit's been poured out on white men, black men, Mexican men, rich men, poor men, the drug addict, the banker, the farmer, the truck driver, the teacher, the plumber, the stay-at-home mom. The Holy Spirit's being poured out on the people. It's happening right now. It's going to happen here. It's happening here already. Acts 2:17 says this. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. You see, guys, God is telling us that anyone can be saved. It doesn't matter how far deep they are in sin. It does not matter how far deep they are in rebellion or defiance. Doesn't matter. God can save anyone. Don't give up on your loved one. Do not give up on your loved one. Do not give up on your friends, or your co-workers, or the people you've been praying for. Don't give up on them. Keep praying. Keep believing. Who can be saved? Who can be saved? Who can have a revival in their heart and start coming back to church? Who can see the error of their ways and start coming back to the fellowship? Amen? God has made it very clear in His Word. The Lord is not... This is 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen? God is no respecter of persons. God wants every person saved. John 3:17, we always quote John 3:16, but John 3:17 says, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Everybody good? Like the old hymn says, wafted on the rolling tides, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Amen? The Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the direction we're going this year. Be prepared. Buckle up. Matthew 9:35-38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages in the Caribbean Sea, teaching in their synagogues. Did I say that out loud? Teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. When we see the crowds, we should have compassion on them. Amen? Because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest fields. In 2023, will you go with me into the harvest fields? Will you? Will you go with me to the Peach Festival and the Skillet Festival? Will you go with me on a missions trip? Will you go with us who feel called to go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in?" I have a challenge for us. I have a challenge for us to pray. Everybody say pray. To pray individually, please. Pray. Pray as a couple. Pray about sharing our faith more than we ever have. In 2023. And just start out with prayer. Just start out with prayer. And just pray. Ask God to help us do three things. To learn a few skills. Yes, I know you're timid. And yes, I know you're shy. And yes, I know you don't like speaking to people. And yes, I know that we believe all those lies of the devil. But we can learn just a few skills. Practical, biblical skills. Just a few. So pray and ask God to help you learn just a few skills. Number two, pray and ask God to give us courage to be obedient to share our faith. Number three, pray and ask God to open up doors of opportunity for us to share our faith. Because we really do have good news for a hurting, desperate world. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Everybody, have your head bowed and your eyes closed. Let's pray. Father, we just pray for a special anointing. I know you have a calling for Pauline Baptist Church. You've had that calling for over 120-something years. Father, I just pray for a special anointing during these last days that you'll help us be a beacon of light. Help us be that lighthouse in our community, in our state, and around the world. Help us be the ones that send out missionaries. Help us be the ones that go and minister and serve the people in our community and spread the good news of the gospel so that people can be saved, so marriages can be healed, so that families can be reconciled and children can start coming back to their mom and dads. Lord, that we can reach out to the hurting and the homeless and the addicts, the people that are struggling financially, maybe lost their jobs, and just all the different needs that are going on, even in our church body and even in around our communities and around the world. Lord, help us. Now, if you're here this morning and you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I'd like to ask you right now just to pray with me. You can just say this prayer right now, right where you're sitting. Just say it to yourself. Say, God, I repent of my sins. I turn from my wicked ways. I put my faith in Jesus, who died on the cross for me. And he was raised on the third day. Lord, from this day forward, I'm going to read my Bible and I'm going to serve you. I pray this in faith. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen? Amen.